the Wig Club president, I'm also their best customer.
Two down now, bottom of the sixth. Pedro Garcia steps up to the plate. He's hitting 304 this season, ruptured a vertebra during spring training, but it really hasn't seemed to slow him down at all. For that matter, neither has that heart liver transplant.
Oh, Frank, now that you've got your memory back, you can tell us the secret of your...
Now, see the nice thing about using live bait instead of...
All right, kids, it's time for Cartoon Cavalcade!
Stu, why don't you find a show you like and stick with it?
112 channels, you expect me to watch just one? Besides, I need to scan for toy ads and check out the competition.
How's Transformo coming along?
Still needs work.
Look, Cartoon Commandos, we'll be right back. But first, these messages.
All right, commercials.
Wow.
Oops. Stupid TV, what is wrong with you?
What's happened, Stu?
Uncle Stu?
Aunt Dee Dee was talking to me, sweetheart. It's not polite to interrupt. Something's wrong with that darn television.
Well, I just don't believe it. The set's not even 2 years old. I'm going to call the manufacturer.
Good idea.
Wait a minute. Are you sure it isn't something the children did?
I guarantee it.
This show is boring.
Same thing on every channel.
Yeah, dumb babies. Can't you see the television's dead?
No, it can't be. The TV was our best friend. It was our window to the world, the source of all our joy. And now it's gone.
Wait a minute. Maybe there's a way we can make our own TV.
What do you mean?
It's easy. The TV's just a big box with lots of people in it, right?
Yeah.
So if we want to be on TV, all we gotta do is find a box big enough for all of us to fit in.
Neat. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Besides, where are you gonna find a big enough box?
This is ridiculous. We really have to ship this thing all the way back to Japan to make them honor the warranty?
That's what they said. Is that the original box?
Of course not. I have no idea where the original box is. This was my Cheese of the Month sampler case. Oh, what's the use?
Stu, don't toss things around like that. You'll set a bad example for the children.
Yeah, Uncle Stu, you might hit something and break it.
I'm gonna go look for another box.
Stay calm, Stu. Remember what we've talked about. Just find your center and relax in it.
Yeah.
Today is Mr. Chucky Finster from the house down the street. Me? In this game, you gotta close your eyes and throw this ball as hard as you can.
But Tommy, what if I hit something?
It won't be your fault. My daddy set a bad example.
Okay, time to change the channel. This thing's broken. Hello, friends. Do you want to be beautiful? As beautiful as, oh, say, me, the beautiful Angelica? Well, you can't. But you can come close with this. Angelica's Beauty Juice.
I love commercials.
Yeah, they're the best part.
How much would you pay for this? $50 million? $60 million? But wait, that's not all.
Give us the booty juice!
We want the booty juice!
Wait a
minute. Angelica's Beauty Juice is not available in stores at any price. In fact, it's not available at all. Because there's only one bottle and it's mine.
Finster, there's nothing to worry about. It's just a game.
Yeah. Oh. Shouldn't they eat so much spaghetti?
This is great.
Yeah. I'm getting dizzy just watching it.
Wait a minute, Tommy. If this is a game show, what's the fabulous prize?
Well, you can win
a brand new car.
Instead.
Oh, Philip, the bird is this, Tommy?
I think it's a soap opera.
Opera, huh?
Hello! Here is your menu!
What are you doing, Angelica?
I'm singing! If this is an opera, you have to sing!
But we don't know how to sing, Angelica.
Hot cookies! Everybody sings in an opera. If you want to do it right, you gotta sing!
But we can't.
There's too much violence on television already. Besides, it's Chucky's turn to do a show now.
But I don't want to do a show.
Come on, you can think of something.
Yeah, do something real exciting.
Okay.
This is Chuck Finster with the Ebony News. And now for today's top story. The Pickles television is broke. Nobody knows how or why it happened. It just did. And, here in the studio, we have Tommy Pickles himself to tell us how he's handling this terrible tragedy.
Everything's fine. We're having lots of fun. Keep going, Chucky. You're doing great.
Well, in other news... Oh, yeah, Spike got in a huge fight. See, there's this new dog on the block, and at first they was just sniffing each other, and next thing you know... How did it happen? Why did it happen? Nobody knows. This just in. Lillian had her diapers changed 7 times today. How and why this happened? Well, that's something nobody knows, but it just might be... Wait, another bulletin. Phil is a doo-doo head. Flash, Lil has peanuts for brains. Hold on. Phil wouldn't know brains if they bit him on the nose, because he doesn't have any. Just a moment. We have an update. It seems that if brains were gasoline, Lil wouldn't have enough to power an ant's motorcycle around the outside of a panty.
Chucklehead, I'm in charge here. Contestants, this is your big chance. Win this contest and you'll take home one of our fabulous prizes. A brand new car or Angelica's booty juice.
Hey, that's mine!
What's the contest, Tommy?
Stay away from Angelica!
Chuck Fitzstar here. The race is on between Tommy and Angelica. But who will win?
Nobody knows.
I'm telling you, Dee, my cheese sampler box is the biggest one we got. It's either that or nothing.
But the TV doesn't fit. Look, Stu, you know, maybe we shouldn't bother replacing the TV right away. Look how much fun they're having without it.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't such a bad thing that I threw Transformer with the TV and busted it after all.
What?
Oops.
Oh, Stu.
Play jungle. I'm gonna be the lion.
Yay! I wanna be the elephant.
I wanna be the moose.
There's no mooses in the jungle, Philip.
Or two lillian.
I'm not.
Or two.
I'm not.
Or two.
Aren't you gonna play, Chucky?
Huh?
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Or
two, two, two.
Chucky,
it's awful big, isn't it?
What's awful big, Chucky?
The sky.
Are you still talking about the sky, Chucky? We're playing jungle now.
The sky's a lot more important than any pretend jungle.
Chucky, the sky is way up there. It's nothing you have to think about too much.
Now it's way up there, but what makes you think a big thing like that could stay up in the air forever?
Gee, I never thought about that.
I don't know. I gotta warn you, Stu. My game's a little rusty.
Don't worry, Chaz. We'll just bat a few balls against the side of the house, and it'll all come back to you.
Ooh, Oops.
What you looking at?
Oh, hi, Angelica. We was just looking at the sky.
Oh, yeah? Well, I hope it doesn't rain. Blue turkeys will all drown.
No, really, Angelica. Doesn't it seem lower to you than usual?
Lower? What do you mean?
You know, lower. Like it might be falling down.
Falling down? The sky? Oh, brother. Anybody who thinks the sky is falling down is even dumber than... Well, now that you mention it, the sky does kind of look like it did the last time.
You mean the sky fell before?
Oh, sure. About 2 years ago, just before you was all born.
Wow!
What happened? It was the end of the world.
The end of the world?
Yep. First the sky fell, then rivers overflowed, mountains crumbled, and finally, all the TV shows were canceled.
Nah, that didn't really happen.
Oh, yes, it did. And you know what? It looks like it's gonna happen again.
We've lost 7 balls already, Stu. Why don't we just call it a day?
No way, Chaz. I'm just getting my rhythm back. It's all in the wrist.
Big pieces are gonna come crashing down just like...
Ow! What was that? Something hit me in the head!
The sky! It's the sky!
The sky! Oh, no! It's true! The sky really is falling!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
It is unfair! There's so many toys I haven't broken yet, so many cookies I haven't eaten!
Guys! Guys! What? We build a fort to protect us when the sky falls.
A fort?
Yeah, we can build it right under their picnic table.
Okay. We got your coloring books, 500 crayon set with built-in sharpener, your cupcake, your basic telephone, and of course, the complete Dummy Bears Deluxe Video Library. There. That's the last of it.
But, Angelica, how are we gonna fit in there?
Good point. There might not be enough room for everyone.
Not enough room? What are we gonna do?
We're just going to have to decide which of us is going to get sick. Let's see. Well, me, of course. But who else? I guess we got to figure out which of you guys will be the most helpfulest after the world ends. Tommy, we're going to need brave people in the future. Come on in. Chucky, you're a very careful baby. With us being the last people in the world, we can't take too many chances, so I guess you're in. Now, let's see. We wouldn't want more boys than girls after the world ends, so, Lil, you're in.
Angelica, aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, yeah. How silly of me. I'm sorry, Cynthia.
What about me?
Sorry, Phil, but I'm afraid there's no room for you.
I understand.
Philip!
Don't worry about me, you guys. Lil, be good in the future, okay?
No, Phil! If Phil doesn't get to be saved, I don't want to be saved neither.
Gee, well, all right, Lil, we'll be seeing you.
Wait, Angelica, I don't want to be in if Phil and Lil have to stay out. It's not fair.
Suit yourself. Chucky, I guess it's just you and me now. Oh, some brave new world.
Sorry, Angelica.
Well, good. All the more for me. Nobody to bother me, nobody to share all the cookies with, nobody to get in the way. All by myself, forever and ever and ever.
Thanks for letting us all in, Angelica.
What can I say? I'm a softie. It's my one flaw.
Angelica, what's it gonna be like after the sky falls and the world ends?
Well,
run the land like pirate kings. Of course, I'll be the king of all of you. The whole world will be ours. Everything for the taking. Toys, dolls, games, all for us. And no man will be our keeper.
Wow, Angelica. Is it really going to be like that after the end of the world?
We'll be able to go anywhere.
And eat all the candy we want.
Uh-huh. And no grown-ups around to tell us not to.
No grown-ups?
That's right. We'll be the only ones left.
Yep. That sky should be falling any time now.
I'm scared, Tommy.
Me too, Chucky. Me too.
Stu, maybe we ought to quit. I mean, we've broken almost all of Betty and Howard's windows.
They'll get over it. Besides, I think my game needs a little tuning up.
You're right about that.
Is it over?
I think so.
You mean we survive?
Uh-huh. I guess.
That's it? That's the end of the world?
I guess so. Let's go see what it looks like. It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
I guess we're the only survivors.
I've never felt so alone.
Are we really the only ones left in the whole wide world?
We are. Come on, let's go explore.
I think we're supposed to stay here in the backyard, Angelica.
Supposed to? Chucky, don't you get it? We're not supposed to do anything anymore because there's no one around to tell us what to do.
Really? Wow.
So, we get to decide what we're going to do from now on?
Well, actually, Phil, I get to decide what you're going to do. I'm the oldest and smartest and best around here now. So I get to be president.
President? Of what?
Of the world. From now on, you may refer to me as Her Exclamancy, the Honorable President for Life, Angelica C. Pickles, Esquire.
Don't we get to vote or something?
Oh, Tommy, silly voting stuff's all done with. Now that the world's ended, I decide everything. Now, come on, let's go see what's left of the world. You know, I always wanted a swimming pool in my house.
Swimming pool?
Yeah, this living room of yours will be perfect.
Don't you need water for a swimming pool?
Exactly. Phil, Lil, bring it in. These pillows will make great pool toys. Now, come on, let's go get some candy while the pool fills up.
tuna. Witcher! Tommy, where's all the lollipops and chocolate bars and stuff?
I don't think we had any stuff like that.
That's impossible! Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to go find one of those candy stores. Where should Dad keep the car keys?
Car keys? We can't drive a car. We're just babies.
Correction. You're babies. I'm president of the world, and I say we're driving the car.
But Angelica...
Don't worry. I've been watching my mom and dad. It's a cinch.
Angelica, Chucky's right. We can't drive a car.
Yeah, we might get a ticket.
A ticket? From who? It's the end of the world, remember? Now, come on. Everyone to the garage.
No, Angelica. We're not going, and you shouldn't go neither.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's gonna stop me? Huh? What are you doing here?
Angelica, what's going on?
Ah! I guess there was more survivors than I thought.
Come on, Angelica. You help make this mess, and you can help clean it up.
But I don't wanna!
We did it, you guys. We lived through the end of the world.
It was kind of exciting there for a minute.
Yeah, but I'm glad the grown-ups made it, too. I don't think Angelica's a very good president.
Tommy, you think this new world is gonna be a lot different than the old one?
I don't know, Chucky. Hey, you wanna explore my old bedroom?
Sure, if it's still there.
Hey, Chucky, aren't you scared?
Nah, but you've lived through the end of the world. Being scared of anything else seems kind of silly.